This week, our arts recommendations touch upon the spiritual, the surreal, and the cold hard truth. We'll begin today with Cathedral Dean Jean Finan. She has a suggestion for the solo exhibit of paintings by Janet McKenzie.
The exhibit of 22 sacred paintings celebrates the artist's vision of the bond between women, the Madonna and child, and the iconic individual.
That opening reception for the exhibit of 22 paintings of Janet McKenzie's sacred works is Friday, September 16th from 5 till 7 at St. Paul's Cathedral in Burlington. Next is Peg Brightman. She's an independent choreographer from Queechee, and she suggests Sarah Saul's retelling of the Genesis story.
It's a coming together of dance, music, puppetry. It's a retelling of the Genesis story from a feminist and ecological perspective. The moving spirit dancers, the oratorio chorale, a children's chorus, and a narrator, Quincy Saul, plus puppets.
The performance of The First 7 Days, featuring dance, music, and puppetry, is September 17th and 18th at 4 o'clock at Barnard Universal Church at North Chapel in Woodstock. The Syrian Experience as Art runs through January of next year.
An exhibition of work created by Syrian artists, both as a welcoming gesture for the arriving Syrians and to help the residents of Rutland better understand the Syrian people. This exhibition, The Syrian Experience as Art, represents the work of 12 Syrian artists trying to express their individual and varied responses to the devastation of their country.
The Syrian Experience as Art runs through January of next year. This coming Sunday at 2 o'clock, there is a Skype question and answer session with artist Dr. Khalid Youssef at the Castleton Downtown Annex in Rutland. Capital City Concerts and flutist Karen Kevra present The Dove and the Hawk, suggested by Diana Fanning, a pianist from Middlebury.
There are some deeply moving works by Schumann and Shostakovich, as well as Samuel Barber's beloved Adagio for Strings. Karen's bringing in 6 first-rate musicians, including violinist Theodore Arm, cellist Edward Aaron, and pianist Jiwon Park.
Those concerts are at various times this weekend in both Montpelier and Middlebury. Here's Maria Bisecki. She has a suggestion for a one-man play called The Mushroom Cure.
This totally original one-man show, which is 100% true story of one man's attempt to cure his OCD with psychedelic drugs. He's a writer and performer and comedian, and the show is just totally riveting and original. Sort of amazing we're getting him up here, and people are going to kick themselves if they miss it.
Adam Strauss's The Mushroom Cure is Friday, September 30th at Next Stage Arts in Putney. For more information about all these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.